You're listening to the Prescott Night Out Entertainment Podcast featuring San Martin Rodriguez, brought to you by Arizona Pod News and eNewsAZ.com.
Hey, how you doing? It's me, San Martin, over here at the Prescott eNews office, sitting with my good friend Alexis. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh my gosh. Today has been such a crazy day, even though I didn't get too far from my house. Which is a different story. We'll talk about that maybe later on in life if it ever comes out. I'll be like a motivational speaker. I'll be like, you know, there was one time when I really, really messed up.
Like a TED Talk.
Yeah, I am. I could be a good TED Talker if I really may. And I think you could actually do that if you had a chance. You've right. actually had a chance, yeah. haven't you?
Well, I've done guest speaking at the high school.
Yeah. Well, what was your topic of conversation?
It was about entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. And so what we used was, I actually used donuts, which is funny. I feel like I bring donuts everywhere.
You brought me donuts. I'm like so happy right now.
But we used it kind of in a sense of like, you spell out donuts, and then I brought donuts for the class, and like each letter of donuts stood for something. So like drive.
Oh, nice. Yeah. What did O stand for?
Oh my gosh.
Come on, I'm putting you on the spot.
I know. Hold on. Outstanding.
Ooh, there you go.
Like outstanding successes. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Sorry, I had to wet my whistle. So, you know, obviously my podcast is about events. You personally do a lot of events. There was something that, you know, you did just recently that kind of like really hit home. And it was about a child that was kind of like sitting there and didn't have no friends show up, which is a really sad story. But, you know, I think what happened, because I got a little bit of backstory. You know, your mom, she's kind of really involved, and so she wrote Prescott E News last night, and so I was like, I'm the one that moderates a lot of pages, so I actually got to see that story, and I didn't really know the exact story. So, tell me what happened. I mean, it's a really good story. I want you to talk about this, because this is something that really is sentimental to me. When you go out and help people, it means a lot. Can you please explain to me what went down?
So I was at the gym at the time, and I got a phone call from my mom saying that she saw something on Prescott Valley, like the Prescott Valley Facebook page. And it was a mom pretty much saying on the page that no one had showed up to her son's birthday party. And so I told my mom, I was like, well, I'm going to try to get like some superheroes or some princesses to go over to his birthday party just to make an appearance so that he had super friends there.
Nice.
And pretty much by the time we got there, which was awesome, some of the Facebook people that had seen it also came too. So he had like a huge party at the end of the day. So
he was like, super cool. What?
Right.
What was his facial expression?
At first he was really overwhelmed. Like, 'cause he was like, wow, I have superheroes here too. Like I started off with nothing. And so he at first like didn't know how to take us. But as soon as we started talking to him and giving him high fives, then he like loosened up, and he was like so excited and so happy that we were there.
And how old was he?
I believe he turned 6.
Holy cow. Yeah. That alone right there is probably going to change his world.
Right.
Hopefully, you know, next year is going to be something better. Right. But at the same time, I think that his confidence will go ahead and be stepped up just a tad bit. And maybe the mom's confidence and thoughts of just reality. Were they even from town, or do you even know the backstory on them?
I know that it was at their house. Okay. So they do live in Prescott Valley. Okay. Yeah. But other than that, that's all we knew. Yeah. Oh, I just knew that was like crucial moments of childhood.
Yeah.
And that's like the moments of the transitioning. And so you got to have that self-esteem.
Exactly. Even with the mom, I mean, ultimately mom is probably like, man, restored.
Right.
But that's pretty awesome. Yeah, I got that story last night, so I had to go ahead and drop a dime on that one.
Yeah, it was super fun.
And that is cool. So once again, this story, we usually talk about a lot of entertainment that's happening in Prescott, Arizona, but I really honestly know that Alexis does a lot of stuff here in Prescott, and she, okay, so tell me who runs and owns the One Stage, I need to know the right name. What is it?
One Stage Family Theater.
One Stage Family Theater.
Yeah.
Who's behind this?
Okay, so there is a board, and that's Tammy, who's my mom, and then John Oliver, and then Shauna Lujan, Sabby Oliver, and Nolan, and then also myself.
Okay. Who started it?
Shauna and Tammy and John.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And what are their visions behind this?
So it's a local theater company that strives to give everybody a chance who auditions to have their like shining light on stage. And that's why we just redid our logo and it's one star. And it's a bright yellow star just to help everyone find their own light.
I noticed that.
Yeah. And it's, I don't know, it's just been a super fun experience.
Yeah,
I've actually be able to have that impact.
I've been to your guys' plays and they're freaking awesome. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I actually have never been to a play besides back in the days when I was in like, I think junior high or maybe high school or maybe even church. I was like, oh man, we're going to do the scene for Christmas.
And
I was like,
that's exactly.
I was actually in that. And all
the
I was a guy that was just standing there.
Yeah.
You know,
they you're like a shepherd.
Yeah. I'm like, here you go. So it's actually pretty cool to go ahead and join and see that type of stuff. You know, ideally, you know, I try to help cover your stuff and try to get, you know, people to hear about that. And, you know, going to your plays is really awesome. Your cast, everybody in there is just freaking phenomenal. They're out there. They're putting themselves out there. And it actually really, really is awesome to see that type of stuff. So basically, what is going on this weekend with you guys?
So we have 1940s live radio play going on, and that's at the Elks.
Nice. And what is it all about?
So if you've seen the actual movie, It's a Wonderful Life, it is about a guy named George Bailey.
Okay.
And he pretty much, the gist of it is, wants to commit suicide. So an angel comes down, a guardian angel comes down from heaven and shows him what his life would be like with if he was never born and like where everyone else is now if he would have never been born. So like in that sense, he's literally taken out of the picture and he gets to watch.
Oh, wow.
How everyone else's life would have played out if he was just never there.
Oh, wow. That's actually a really, really in-depth.
It's a really cool eye-opener.
Yeah, I think I might have to go and watch the movie to, you know, kind of get a grasp of it.
Right.
It's something that I'm actually going to attend. Tell me the times that you have, because I know you have two days, but there's two times in each one.
Mm-hmm. So Saturday and Sunday are at 2 p.m., and then there's also a 7 p.m. on Saturday night.
Okay, excellent. So there's three showings?
Three shows.
Three shows, and your goals are to bring a huge crowd out into it.
Yeah, so pretty much with this show is to impact everyone and just to give a really big reminder of how much we impact each other's lives, because without each other, we're nothing.
Yeah.
Case in point with going back to the little boy's birthday party, like that impact that we had on him and the impact that he had on us based on his situation.
That is,
makes all the difference.
That is freaking awesome. I mean, because I've been watching it, and I'm just like, man, I've heard of this story, but I don't know the back end of it. A Wonderful Story is what's going to be playing at the Elks Theater. You guys need to catch that for sure. And to recap on a little bit of the events that are coming this weekend, I know that we usually gather a lot of information and try to give it out there. You guys could actually go to Prescott Night Out or Prescott E! News, check out the calendar there, and you know, get up to date with what's happening locally, because there's a lot of venues going out that are having something going on this weekend. Rickety Cricket is kind of a new spot for me, so I'm going to cap on to that place right now. So they basically closed down and then reopened and then closed down, and then they had a different idea. They don't want to do a restaurant, and so now I guess what's happening is going to turn into an all event place. So there's going to be booking there. So big shows, small shows, weddings, private parties, comedy shows, and that's actually what's happening this weekend. I guess there's this national act out there that travels throughout United States and goes to all these breweries, and they do comedy shows. And the headliner at this one happens to be a guy named Ty Rivera. I don't know if you ever heard of him, but he did a run with the Fluffy Guy. So you know how is Gabriel Iglesias? Are you into comedy?
Mm-mm.
You're not?
I mean, Jeff Dunham is my comedy.
Okay, so that works out. You got to see the Fluffy Guy, okay? So the Fluffy Guy actually has a team of people that go out there, and they literally, you know, it's kind of like a group of his friends that he grew up with. And one of his favorite guys is Martine. His best friend is Martine. You got to see the skit. It's on YouTube. I'll send it to you later on. I'm like, and he goes, Martine! And it happens to be a bearded tattooed Mexican. And so guess what? I'm just like, Martin. And that's who I feel like I am. But Ty Rivera was on his show. And so he's been on Comedy Central, been on HBO, Showtime. And he actually runs a lot of the stuff that's happening out there in Prescott. In Phoenix. So there's a lot of comedy shows that are going on out there. If there was anything that you wanted to go ahead and tell people that are listening to us, what would it be?
To smile.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Smiling is a good thing.
And I guess just like take time for yourself. That's a big thing. And take a step out of your own shoes and just look at your bigger picture, no matter what kind of day you're having.
Nice. And I know there's one more thing that you do. Well, actually, there's probably several things that you do. But let's talk about your dance studio real quick before we sign off.
Okay.
What is it that you do there?
Lessons by Lexi. We teach all different styles to all different ages. So right now, our youngest is 6 months, and that's in the Mommy and Me class. And then our oldest is 60 years old.
6 months? Do they even walk at that?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
No. So we're teaching them how to crawl and walk. Yeah.
I want to see how that works out.
It's so much fun.
One day I want to walk in there and I'll be like, oh yeah, they could dance. I mean, this is you're gonna have a an actual play where there's gonna be a 6 month old baby dancing.
Right, that would be fun. That would be really cool.
That would be really cool. Or maybe you should just make little videos where it's kind of like they're sitting with a black background and you can see them in front and you can't see the people's hands.
Right.
That would be awesome. Oh, make them dressed in white and then have them in white gloves.
Oh, we're going to have to do that.
You can't even see it. Like,
maybe for one of the recitals.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I could see that happening. So once again, guys, this is a little bit off on this time. I wanted to go ahead and let you guys all know who Alexis is. If you don't know her already, she's actually been a part of a lot of things. Do you want to go ahead and also tell everybody all the awards that you won in the past year?
Okay, so last year, I was one of the Business Women of the Year, as well as this year in Prescott Living Magazine.
How old are you?
22.
Oh my gosh.
And then this year, I was 40 under 40. I was awarded for, and then also for the Prescott Area Young Professionals Visionary Award.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, there's a lot of accomplishments.
Yeah.
A lot of accomplishments. And you know what? I've been following you, and so it's really an honor for you to be here. And I thank you for taking your time out. Thank you for bringing me donuts. Like, you didn't have to do that, but I think it was like an equivalent of, hey, you're cool. Yeah. And I'm like, you're cool too.
Right.
So exactly. Hopefully everybody hears about this. I'll go ahead and blast it through my social media. And hopefully, you know, you go ahead and get a lot of response out of this. And let's go ahead and see some major shows happen. I can't wait to see your show this weekend. Don't forget to go out there. Prescott Elks Theater. Be there. Give the times again.
Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m. And then also Saturday night at 7 p.m.
All right. And to cap off of your little last thing that you were supposed to say, but I basically made you say more. Mm. I do a thing called peace, love, and happiness. And if you guys could see my hands, I'm going to do it. Boom, boom. And then I just do a big old hug type of thing, air hug. But anyways, guys, I'm signing off. Peace, love, and happiness. Let it not be war.